Palm Beach County officials are growing increasingly anxious over the rising cost of providing security for President Donald Trump's frequent visits. The county has incurred more than $1.5 million in overtime costs so far, but has not been reimbursed by the federal government. County Mayor Paulette Burdick says the response has been, well, a deafening silence.
We sent a letter in December requesting the additional funds. Our sheriff has met with the folks at the federal level. Our congressmen and women have met with the federal leaders up there. And at this point, we have no information at all whether we will get any money reimbursed or when.
Burdick says if the county ultimately has to foot the bill, they will have to increase property taxes or else cut services. Florida is asking the federal government to cap its funding to the state's Medicaid program. The last safety net program Congress block granted was welfare in 1996. Insurance analysts say many people move off the Medicaid program in time. But here's the hitch. It's not because they're no longer poor. It's because they are not in compliance with state rules. Karen Woodall is with the Florida Center for Fiscal and Economic Policy.
Most studies show that there's not a correlation between people leaving the program and having jobs that have lifted them out of poverty.
Under the proposed Medicaid block grant plan, the state would get a set amount of federal funding, but get to set time limits, penalties, and lifetime caps on benefits. Officials in Houston are considering releasing genetically modified mosquitoes there as part of the fight against the insects known to carry diseases like the Zika virus. One county is negotiating with British biotech company Oxitec to release mosquitoes that have been genetically engineered to produce offspring that die. Oxitec has yet to try out its technology in the United States. A proposed trial in a Florida Keys suburb never got off the ground last year. People who live in those communities were concerned about the effect that genetically altered mosquitoes could have on the environment. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.